It's Thursday, June 29th, Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. Tonight, we have a special sit-in guest. Dr. Carrie is with us. Thank you for being here. Welcome. And of course, as you know, there's always sports to start with. And so I want to start with the College World Series, the Men's College World Series. The LSU Tigers beat the Florida Gators to win the Men's College World Series. This is their seventh College World Series win. The LSU Tigers knocked off the Wake Forest team, which was ranked number one. And then the LSU Tigers knocked off number two, Florida, to win the College World Series. So kudos to them. And of course, we have to, Carrie, acknowledge a pitcher named Domingo Germán. Domingo Germán is a New York Yankee pitcher who pitched the fourth perfect game in Yankee history last night. Perfect game means no hits, no walks, no errors, exactly 27 batters up, 27 batters down, pitched a perfect game, the fourth in Yankee history. Don Larsen, David Wells, David Cohn, and now Domingo Germán. And yes, he did it against the Oakland, soon to be Las Vegas Athletics, a night after the lowly Athletics beat the Yankees two runs to one. And it is the first perfect.
Is he Dominican? Is he from the Dominican Republic?
I think so. Yeah.
It works, of course.
And he is the first pitcher to pitch a perfect game in baseball since 2012. So kudos to him. And we are here to be sponsored by CardioMiracle.com. Please continue to take your CardioMiracle. If you haven't gotten your first order, CT15 is your code for 15% off. CardioMiracle.com, and of course, the EMFSOL.com yeah. products. And Carrie, I wanna start with a case that I wanna present because we're talking about EMFSOL. I work with a five-year-old boy who has not received any shots at all. And he has some neurosensory issues, little sensitive to noises, some hand flapping, maybe some repetitive behaviors, but very bright. And he had poor sleeping and he was wetting his bed. And we all know that at the age of five, wetting the bed is a little late, that he should have that bladder control. I did two things to help this child. Number one, I did feng shui of his bedroom. And Dr. Carey talks a lot about energy and the energy of the environment. And I changed his bed around 90 degrees in his bedroom. And we got the EMF SOL products. And as a result of changing the bed position and getting the EMF SOL products, he stopped wetting his bed and he's now sleeping through the night, and he wasn't sleeping through the night before. And so what an amazing change for the kid. You'd think that I had done something magical. And in fact, I think I had, which is change the position of the bed using the feng shui. And also, I got him the EMF products. The parents did the EMF products. And what's interesting is that before he even got the EMF products, he was sleeping through the night just from changing the bed. And he was not peeing in his bed. He was calmer during the day. He had fewer repetitive behaviors, fewer repetitive statements. And then the EMF SOL products came, and he just improved on top of that. So as Corey has said, that not everybody is going to respond favorably to the products, but good for him and good for this boy and good for any other people who are using it. And also what I want to report as Carrie gets herself back into the room. Remember, we have the 5 Docs boot camp, right? 5 Docs boot camp starting July 6th. And welcome back, Carrie. Do we got you back yet?
Let's see. Let me do this thing. I don't know. Usually the Wi-Fi is really good here, but there's a little storm.
Well, that's okay. I was just rambling on while you were finding your way back.
The child with a bedwetting and EMF and the feng shui and that he's better. Is that correct?
Yeah. So he's sleeping through the night now and he stopped bedwetting just from repositioning the bed in his room to create proper feng shui. And he only improved even more after we got the family put the EMF SOL products on the house. So what a great little story. And you know, you'd think, you know, how many medications would this kid be on to get him to sleep and to stop his bedwetting if Western medicine had their hands on him? So all I did was the unscientific science of feng shui. Bingo. Just changed the position of his bed. And we got the stuff out from underneath his bed because he had storage under there, which is poor feng shui. And so I was just reviewing the boot camp, which starts July 6th. And the first night is a week from tonight, where Lee Merritt will be starting her history and ethics of medicine, and then followed by 5 more sessions with many of us together. We'll have Dr. Carey doing one with Lee Merritt, and then I'm doing one with Carey, and then I'm doing one with Christiane Northrup, and then Sherry and Carey are doing one together, and then we're all doing the last one on August 10th. Sign up for the boot camp. Ends July 1st. So today is June 29th. Oh, 5 days left. Sorry, 5 days left to register for the 5 Docs boot camp. Learning for you, the number 4you.org/5, the number 5 Docs, D-O-C-S. Get your tickets. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Lots of new information, and you know, it's going to be a great interactive one. So Q&A, and I'm excited. Yeah, we talked about a lot of the things that how we view the future, because I'm excited. It's not just about what's the chaos. I truly believe in our generation, we're going to see heaven come to earth. I truly believe that. So we need to start preparing, and those that want to be a part of it, yeah, do something right now.
Right. So Carrie, you know, we've been doing the 5 Docs for a little over 2 years. I know you a little over 2 years. And, you know, we get a lot of questions about what supplement can I take and what herb is best. And, you know, all these physical, like, what do I do? And one of the things that I enjoy listening to you about is listening to you speak about is the part that isn't something that you purchase, isn't something that you obtain from others, but the kind of healing and the kind of remedies that you talk about that are dear to you. And I might add that for those of you who don't remember, today is June 29th, 2023, and it's just a year and 3 days, June 26th, 2022, that Carrie survived a pretty phenomenal plane crash and has lived to tell about it. So I want to celebrate your milestone for having made it a year and 3 days. And I know that a lot has occurred for you around that incident, a lot of growth spiritually for you and emotionally. And I know that's tied into what your recommendations are in the world now and what you're focusing on. And what would you like to share tonight about that?
Well, thanks for your kind words, and just thank you everybody for the prayers, because they absolutely made a huge difference. But I can tell you that people ask me what were the things that really helped you heal or change things around, and with the sequence of events, I can say that, you know, your strength of how our mindset is so important. So that's mind, it's body, mind, and spirit. So mind to me is a soul. And so, you know, working in the emergency room, we learned that we could tell someone's personality type. And by that personality type, we would know how long they were going to be in the hospital for. How long would it take them to recover based on their personality type? And it would fit just about every time, because if somebody was really a little fragile in a victim mode, they're going to have a lot of complications and it's going to take a long time. They're going to be in rehab forever. But if somebody had this, like, it's okay, got a gunshot wound, but we're fine. I'm just giving this extreme example. It just is the strength of mind, or this will, right? It's because we forget who and what we are. That strength of mind, we create, we are co-creators. And the words that we speak are powerful. And so the science backs this up, research backs this up. So if we believe this with our whole being, that something will happen, and we can create that. So the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm alive. Praise God. And I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, just this joy. And then so when I was told in the trauma bay that I had a likelihood of pretty sure that I'd be mid-thoracic with some, you know, possibility of being paralyzed, immediately there's a knowing in my body going, oh no. That's not my story, not happening. I don't care what they say. I don't care what percentage they give me. It will not happen. And I'm sure all of us had some moments in our life where we have a knowing. There's a power in that we completely underestimate, but science backs up. So again, power of the words, power of thought. And then of course, the prayers, because we're human and we go through downs, and we need to know that we're not alone. And quantum physics is real. So the word is powerful. When we pray and we put intention on ourselves or anything else, instantaneously that affects whoever it is or whatever it is. And I felt that. I always talk about, you know, we call it laying out of hands, but when people did that, or they were praying from a distance, I could feel something that I cannot describe, except it's supernatural. This electric feeling. It almost could see it. It was so powerful. And it was, it was such a beautiful gift to have in that moment. You know, after people would tell me, like, oh my gosh, you look so bad. But then they would pray. I'm like, okay, it's okay. That, because you made me feel better with your prayers. You know, it's those two things can never, ever, ever be ignored. They are the most important, the spirit and the soul, which is your mind. You know, everything else is really minutia. And I think as we walk along, we're going to find out that more and more when we really take that on. And so, and plus, you know how I am, I think we should heal holistically. And I didn't want to do anything traditional, because we all know, Larry, you know, that these things aren't really good. So, you know, when people offer different things like the Juvent plate, which is, you know, some mechanical motion stimulate the bone marrow. I did the Beamer pad, pulse electromagnetic frequency. I tried some homeopathy, which some of that was, you know, I could tell a difference with that. And, you know, different modalities. And I was doing, you know, healing really well, but I'd have to say the first two were the most powerful ways to heal. And I think that's what we're going to see, you know, and we need to realize that some of the most simple things heal us. You know, I used a lot of baking soda, or Alka-Seltzer has baking soda in it. So I wasn't using any of the pharmaceutical drugs. And then also water. I tell people this, water is, water in the very near future, we will see, has the most powerful effect on healing. We will see this very soon, but we need to know, you know, in the scriptures, water is always talked about, and it is very mystical, isn't it? So there's 72 at least qualities of water that if you look at it, it should not exist on the planet in the form that it is. It's really something that's gaseous, but it's liquid. When it freezes, it expands instead of condenses. It boils when it shouldn't, it freezes when it shouldn't. It makes different crystalline structures. Nothing else does that. It has the same crystalline structure, and it does it based on memory. It's almost a tape recorder. It actually has information. And we are water, everything else is water. And so when you understand the power of that and that you're water, this is why if you pray and we have research, Dr. Masuo Emoto, does the rice experiment, the water crystals change when we speak and have intention. We're changing our body when we speak. When we speak around someone else, we're changing the crystalline structure. We change it of a plant. We change it of anything. We're changing of the water. And so we can even go further. We can use some of our technologies and imprint, give knowledge, give information to the water too. So what I'm saying is we're going to find the answer is going to be simple. The answer is going to be all around us. So just remember the power of your words and remember that the earth is created for us and that the earth provides, and there's a constant communication going on with us and everything around us. Most simple thing to think of is we have this one of the smallest genomes of all the animals on the planet, which is a little bit embarrassing, but it's true. But we have the most genes. So how does that work? Well, everything that lives in us and on us, the bacteria, the parasites, the fungus, amoebas, etc. We have so many, probably trillions is not even a good number, much higher. But they're part of us, they're symbiotic. And without them, we die. So that's why, bugs are good, germs are good. They help protect you. They give you most of your genetic information. And they're the ones that do the communication with you and the environment. So what does that mean? It's the one that gives you the immune system. They're the ones that figure out what's an invader, what's not. They're the ones that even help produce neuropeptides for your mood, all kinds of things. But with the environment is always changing. So how do we change with it? They help us. So like I tell people, with the soil has mycelium, has genetic information. When we touch it with our hands, it's barefoot or anything like that, or you put the seeds in your mouth and swish it around, you're instantaneously exchanging genetic information. You're communicating instantaneously. The mycelium is one of the keys. Anyhow, when that's happening, you're taking up genetic information and so is the organisms. And so then each one of you will help the other have a better environment. So the plants are known to change what they produce when they grow up. From their seeds, they will produce what you need, what you personally need, what the community needs. That's what you're supposed to eat locally. And that's why they will produce what you need during that time. So think about how amazing that is if the earth is telling us what we need. So that's why I said the milk thistle is growing everywhere around the world. The dandelions are growing everywhere around the world. And what does the research show in PubMed? Dandelions and milk thistle block the spike protein. Spike protein, we're not going to go into what that is because I don't agree with what other people think it is. But anyway, it's known to help people, let's say, their immune system. I mean, all kinds of things. So I think that once we start remembering who and what we are and we remember the knowledge that has been lost, our ancestors knew, it's a complete game changer. So
that's very for everyone listening, Carrie just gave you some insight into some of the things that you will hear expanded upon in our boot camp. So hopefully you'll be intrigued by some of the things she said and you'll want to register and hear the rest. At least what I've learned from you, because we all have little remedies that we know, right? We have, try this, use this remedy. But one of the things that is really, I've heard from you, especially over the last year, is the power of the word and the power of prayer and how important a relationship to God is. And for you, it's Yahweh, which is very dear to you. And I just want to encourage people to remember that healing happens on body, mind, and spirit level. And so you oftentimes, when physical healing is not happening, if we continue to work on the physical level, to make the healing happen, we may miss where the level of healing needs to happen. And I think if Carrie, you know, has, you know, I think from our discussions privately and from listening to you talk professionally, most of the healing has to happen on the spirit level in order for the physical body to fully, fully engage on that level of healing. And that's hard for us as humans, right? Because, you know, we're always seeking something outside of us. And, you know, and now that we're in this presidential race, and we see how much ground RFK Jr. is gaining, just in the dialogue, just in the discussion of the important issues, the debate with Peter Hotez, a debate with a family physician in public, you know, his ability to raise enough money to get on the mainstream media. We have to remember that our savior isn't on something from the outside of us. And this is really where the transition is happening in our consciousness. And it's tough. We can see the tension, Carrie, that people carry, that we carry, we struggle with, because we're wanting to buy something, take something, put something on that's going to get us better. We want someone outside of us to make it better for us, to save us. And I think that, you know, you're, you know, at least every time I listen to you and every time I talk to you, I hear more and more that emphasis on the go within, right? The finding your inner healing, finding your inner strength, finding your connection to God, to Yahweh, to that which resonates in your body and gives you the frequencies, which you talk so often about, to allow for the healing to occur.
Yeah, and another reminder, I had the shoulder was horrific pain, but it didn't happen until, I don't know, maybe 2 months after the crash. But I kind of said, oh, it's the crash. Because I knew deep down what it was from, but I didn't want to admit it. It's from the crash for sure. But I mean, it was excruciating pain. And there wasn't a real physical reason, okay? But, you know, and finally, one of my colleague friends said, you know this, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. You know, that has to do with unforgiveness. And I'm like, yeah. And it took me many months for that pain to get back. I mean, it was just about completely frozen shoulder. And it was all me. It was all my emotions, my negative emotions, you know, those things about, you know, unforgiveness and anger. There, we all should feel. That's very important. You should feel. That's why, you know, psychotropic drugs, the anti, you know, depressants and anti-anxiety, they block you from feeling. You're supposed to feel, right? But not hold on to it. And I was so stubborn. I didn't want to admit I was holding on to these, and it was truly all unforgiveness. And wow. I had to, it took some time, you know, because we like to think that we're tough, but I needed, you know, several times of different people praying with me. And finally I have range of motion of my shoulder. I got it back. And, you know, if I went to a normal orthopedic surgeon, you know, they would tell me, you know, they tell us you need surgery, you need to go and clean it, maybe, you know, repair something that doesn't need to be repaired if I went the normal route. But it was all me, you know, so that's, and it takes responsibility and accountability and taking a hard look at ourselves, because I had my mind going, but I have every right to be angry, you know, like, maybe you have a right, but it's
right.
You cannot use an arm. So right. Yeah, it's having the humbleness and taking the time to work through it, because then you're a stronger, more mature spiritual person, you know, and this is, we're growing up, we're like little babies, and we're growing up spiritually and learning how to not only take authority over our body, but also authority over our families, the land, a dominion, right? Because that's what we're really doing here. We're supposed to be caretakers of ourselves, our holy temples, and this earth. And we have to learn, we have to go through boot camp for that, a really fast boot camp. That's what's happening.
So it's funny. I mean, I, as you know, I didn't get injured in a plane crash, but I injured my left shoulder in 2020, and I went for an MRI in December of 2020, and I couldn't find anything that would explain the pain. And over the years, I've struggled with the pain in the shoulder. I couldn't swim. It was really bothering me. I couldn't do push-ups anymore. There were certain shoulder exercises I couldn't do, certain chest exercises I couldn't do. And little by little, as I started healing certain psychosocial, emotional things, because I'm always working on stuff internally, I started to notice, oh my God, I didn't have surgery, but yet my shoulder's better. I can swim again. My trainer's got me doing push-ups again. I'm like, careful, careful. He's like, no, keep going. Cause I'm, you know, so I get it. I didn't take any medications for it. I didn't take any drugs for it. I didn't do surgery. I didn't do PT, right? Yeah. I didn't get, you know, prolotherapy or, you know, injections or PRP. And I just keep noticing, you know, wow. And I will tell you that the more I speak to my higher consciousness, the more I, you know, sort of bargain, deal, you know, sort of have those conversations, the more I realize, you know, maybe there is some listening going on. Maybe there is some healing going on, you know, because, you know, there's a part of me that says like, yeah, you're not going to help me, or yeah, there is no help there, you know, because I have that, you know, little in me. And then I start seeing this and I go, okay, man. All right. Thanks. All right. Great. Great. Thanks. Right. Because, you know, for me personally, I just have that battle with that. And we've had this discussion. We had this discussion a couple of years ago when we were in Florida together. And, you know, that there's this battle that goes on with, yeah, really? Where are you, spirit? Come on, God, where are you? You know, it's like, you know, who's laughing at me, right? Who's laughing at me? But yeah, I just think that, you know, more and more, because of what's going on in the world, I don't think we have much else but that, right? Because, you know, you can take all the hydrogen peroxide you want and all the zinc and copper and quercetin. And
when does it stop, right?
Right. It's, you know, molecular hydrogen and it's IV glutathione and it's pine needles and it's, you know, IV ozone and it's hyperbarics and it's methylene blue and it's niacinamide and it's NAC and, you know, it just keeps going, you know, it's iodine. You can keep going. But if you're not really tapping into that place that you talk so comfortably about, then the body's not listening. I don't think the body's listening. Well,
we rise to the occasion, right? So if you think your body is this fragile, sick thing that, you know, Aunt Sally gave you all your bad genes, well, that's probably what I was going to act like, right? But if you act like, I know that this, that I am made in the image of God. I know this is a holy temple and I know what he's promised us. So I put my head up high. And even if I'm hurting, whatever, it's that mindset that you change that mindset. I'm not going to put this stuff in, you know, I'm not going to treat it poorly. I'm not going to feed it the stuff I used to. And I'm going to take, you know, I care about the things around me because they're caring for me. It doesn't mean you radically have to change your whole life overnight, but the way your mindset, how you think, the way you walk, the way you think, who you think you are, that's, you'll start to be in a freedom and a joy doing that. And it takes practice. Believe me, it takes a lot of practice. It doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. But when you believe it, miracles start to happen. And that's what we've been waiting for. That's what we want. And I believe in those. And then this, to me, the scriptures and the Tanakh are full of them. And I don't believe they're not fairy tales. They're real. They're historical records. And I believe that we're going to see that in our lifetime. That's where we're born. We're born for this moment in time, 100%. And I'm excited for that because right. We're going to know the beauty. Look at how miraculous our body's made. I still don't understand only a little bit of it, right? More and more. It's fascinating. So this beautiful artwork that God made, how can you say that I know what it needs with this little supplement in a plastic bottle, right? This is going to fix it.
That has no life to it.
Yeah.
Has no life to it. And so, you know, the reason I think this is such an important topic is because if we're able to understand what the side of evil is trying to do in our world, it's to take away God, to take away prayer, to take away inner abilities, to take away inner thinking, critical thinking, to accentuate the outside sources of authority, to increase your dependence on an outside God or false God or idol worship. And, you know, I know just from the little reading and studying that I've done of biblical times, you know, these cycles of false idols and false worshiping have just come and gone and come and gone over and over and over and again. And of course, we are at yet another place where the human being is being asked to really rise to the occasion of what prayer, spirit, God, soul, and higher selves are and why they're so important in our growth and development at this time in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I go back to the scriptures, the Tanakh is the Old Testament to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Adam and Eve, what does it say in the beginning, right? They, you know, they made a wrong decision and they got downgraded. So really they realized they were naked. So how do they realize they're naked before? And then it talks about then God gave them animal skins. I'm very much paraphrasing, but so it wasn't that he got animal skins and knitted them together and gave them little outfits. We actually got downgraded from our light bodies, from our glorified bodies. We're biophotonic. We still are, but we're vibrating at a lot lower level, you know, and we got notched down, but that was the choice of our ancestors. And so this is, everything is cyclical. Like you said, we're coming full circle and we're going to a process for those of us that choose, and we take responsibility and accountability. We do that work and we grow up spiritually. And yes, I truly believe we're going to get those light bodies back. Why do we need a med bed when we can make the best light ever, right? I mean, this is fascinating. I honestly, truly believe in this. So yeah, it's exciting.
Well, it's interesting because you said, I mean, I'm just going to play on your words here that Adam and Eve made a mistake. And, you know, I'm going to take another perspective. I think whether for those people who believe that Adam and Eve were Adam and Eve, great. But for those people who believe it is a metaphor, I'm going to speak to the metaphor. And that is that as humans or as spirits in a human body, we are going to have temptation. And in fact, the human brain starts out life predominantly in desire, yearning, temptation. And addiction. And so that tantrum, that need to have, that dopaminergic, salivatory, I have to have. And so as humans, as spirits in a human body, we have to deal with our temptations. And that is definitely our spiritual growth as humans, is to temporize and quiet a lot of that temptation. And to demonstrate that we are human and we do fall, we do fail, we do fall, because we are sometimes more attracted to our temptation than we are to what's in our highest good. And so I think a story like that actually just really symbolizes what our struggle is as humans, which is the battle between what is in our highest good and what we will ourselves and what we want and what we crave and what we yearn and what we feel like we can't live without. Mm. And so I don't think that's a mistake. I just think that it's a dynamic, it's a volley that we are always going back and forth with to have to battle. because we start out with so much life geared towards temptation and desire and yearning, and we have to move away from it because we cannot regress. We cannot go back into the womb. We cannot get what we want all the time. And we start out life getting everything we want until our parents have to undo the lie that they're not there to give us everything we want anymore. And so we must move away from temptation. And that is a battle. It's a lifelong battle.
It became easier for me lately when it was a journey, and I don't know how to explain it except things started to click and I really felt so close with God and I got it. But it took me, I like to learn the hard way, you know, believe me, really hard way. A lot of times I want to make sure I learned that. So let me make that mistake lots of times. And so, you know, the things I think when we don't even know what we want, sometimes we just keep needing something else and something else, you know, okay, when this, I get this, I'll be happy. And you're not, right? You need something else. So what is that? You're insatiable. And just about right. Most people are. And I was too, I was always searching. Why wasn't I ever finding that? And honestly, it was when I finally got it and became close with God that I didn't crave the things of the world anymore.
Right.
I never thought that I could be like that. I just naturally don't. It is not part of me anymore. It is it's a surreal. It's amazing. I can't believe it. But I'm glad that I was able to persevere for that. And so this is why I encourage others, don't give up, because there's something so glorious and beautiful when we bring back our creator into everything.
Right.
That's why we separated ourselves.
Right.
Bring back the creator and then we will find the void. We will fill the void that's been there.
Right. I think, you know, just to, you know, keep this going, that's why I don't think it's a mistake, because being given the temptation, being given the salivation, the desire, the insatiable appetite is actually the path towards realizing that it's an endless loop, because it's never going to bring any kind of happiness or contentment, not happiness. It's never going to be fulfilling. It's always going to be empty. But because it's what we've started out our life with, and thinking that if we just go back to the womb, we could actually recreate that perfection. So we regress, when in fact, you know, in Chinese medicine, there's terminology for this. And a lot of the spiritual teachings that I've learned, there's language for this. We truly have to move away from the mother towards the father. And Chinese medicine, actually, you know, when you look at the five elements and you look at mother earth, you look at the earth element, and then you look at the next element that is in cycle with the earth, it's the metal. And the metal is the dropping into the underworld, the underground. It's dropping into the mystery, the darker sides of life. It's moving away from the mother, and the Holy Spirit associated with the metal is the father. And so there's a lot of teachings in many different modalities that explain that it's moving away from the mother towards the father that will allow us to get away from the womb and get away from the temptation and to get away from that insatiability.
I think it's a balance of the feminine and the masculine. And I see the Holy Spirit as more of a feminine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the Shekinah, the Ruach HaKodesh, the dove, you know, the more of the mother manifestation of God. And then there's the father, of course. And you know, I believe in the Messiah, the son as well. So anyway, I see that it's just a little different viewpoint.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, but essentially, to put it into more definitive terms, moving away from the womb, mm-hmm. the desire for that purity in the womb, it just never comes back. And it's actually, I mean, I see it all the time when I'm working in the office, where I watch how kids are wanting to regress and can't tolerate the way life is. And they want that comfort. They want that return to the...
Sounds like adults right now.
Yes, that's my point.
Look around us. People are like, you know what? I think the government should just give me my income every day. I'm just sitting here because the world's really scary. Okay, now I'm okay with my 15-minute cities. As long as they take care of it, they're completely regressing. And then, you know, you have the kids who don't know if they're cats or dogs now, or I don't know what's going on, but... this is the issue, is they have these negative emotions, but they don't know how to cope, and they're regressing into a more and more infantile state, right.
which allows for an authority to sweep in,
of course,
and take over,
take care of me, anybody. Well,
so that's why this conversation, I think, is so important for all of us to have, both internally and with others, because it's that, I've been watching the chat as both of us are talking, and it goes back and forth to what we're talking about, to RFK and RFK Jr. and his, he doesn't cover the issues that I appreciate, and he's not saying all the things that I want him to say, and I don't agree with all the things that he says. And I'm like, but what's the most important issue that you want to see represented in the world today that he may resonate with? And what is that? Freedom, medical freedom, liberty, justice, and a truer definition of democracy, right? At least on the human plane. And so he gives us that opportunity. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm not saying that he's going to deliver us, because I don't believe in that, but I do believe that he's giving us the opportunity to have ourselves reflected in a more public way, and to have other people who might agree with us, who are quiet, start to come out in a more public way, because they see that there's hope. They see that there's a light that is shining, that allows them to open up. So I agree, no human can deliver us. I've said that so many times in the last 61, almost 62 years of my life that I'm getting nauseous from saying it already. The bottom line is that we are the ones to do this. We are the ones, and that's why I think the prayer and the relationship to a higher power and the language that we use, and you remind me of the importance of the language to use, because we know just from the Emoto experiments that you've talked about with water, how language shapes water, and how 67 to 70% of our body is made up of water, and how, as you mentioned, water carries memory, water carries information, and why homeopathy is such a powerful tool that the authorities want to get rid of, because these little sugar pills contain the memory of nature that can help us heal, as well as our words, our thoughts, our prayers, our relationships, our spiritual practices. So way to go.
Yeah. And we have to remember, we have to include our creator, you know, and pray with God, and pray for divine intervention. You know, Dr. Zelenko is with them one of the last times he spoke. He's very passionate about this. And I am too. If we think we can do it on our own, we are fools, because look at us so far. And we are supposed to grow, we're supposed to mature. Yes, take responsibility. And we can do that together, and it takes us doing it right now. And honestly, it doesn't matter who's in office. It's about us collectively, and it's about, you can't serve two masters. So, you know, who are we going to have in this world, you know, and who do you serve? So that's the biggest question everybody needs to answer, you know, cause this Babylonian world, I call it, I keep trying to sway you into, some of the occultic way and superficial way, and to sell your birthright, right? You know, come on, just do this. And we have to be really cautious and be discerning during these times. And then I don't even know what's going on in politics because I'm so lost in nature. I'm walking barefoot out there. I'm just in awe. I'm like a kid with a butterfly. My gosh, this chrysalis, this butterfly is about to be born. I'm so excited watching all these plants grow, eating, you know, what I'm growing, watching what other people grow. You know, just that is just the most healing thing. I'm watching creation. There's like two hawks. They have little hawklings teaching them how to fly. These things are growing. And plus watching nature. Nature's really calm right now. I mean, yes, there's some storms, there should be, but nature's doing well. I'm traveling around the world. The roses are blooming. Everything's great. So nature's okay, right? So that should tell us we need to calm down a little bit and start focusing on planting our seeds and creating the world we want right now and start putting that emphasis in there and stop watching social media as much and what other people are doing and start just focusing and getting lost in that, because that is a powerful force. If we're co-creators, if you're putting your energy into that instead of watching and getting mad about other people, if you're mad about other people, how are we going to change this world? Start focusing on your little Eden. And that is, you're going to see ripple effects. I wish people could understand that more.
So with that said, what do you think about the warnings that are being pushed into the public eye about the air quality that we need to watch out for the quote unquote, and I do say quote unquote, because I'm not sure that they are Canadian fires, because I think the material getting into the air doesn't smell like forest fires. At least it didn't in the beginning of June. It smelled like 9/11, which was burning plastic and burning chemicals. So what would you say to people who are, you know, what supplement do I take to prevent my kid or myself from suffering from the fires that are ruining the air quality that they're telling us to watch out for, so that we don't go out on July 4th and celebrate Independence Day, so we realize that we don't have a country and our constitution is done, and don't bother celebrating anything because the air quality is going to be like crap. What would you say to those people?
Well, I'd say that this poisoning has been happening for eons and this is nothing new. So don't fall for the fear and the panic you know, just remember all of nature is doing well and we are co-creators. So I say the armor of God, I put the armor of God on, I pray and it's not going to affect me. And if this power of your mind is amazing. I mean, yeah, we still detox and things like that. But if people could, if they knew just a smidgen of how much poison we are intaking every day, would blow your minds. And it would prove that we have to be divine beings made from a divine creator, because there's no way a physical thing should still be alive with all the poison we get. So they're just putting in more fear and panic, and they want to make it visible to us too, to see it. Like, see, you know, you can't get away. I don't fall for that. I don't fall for the fear and the panic. And the more I'm not even focusing on that, the more absolutely no effect by it. So, you know, don't be in the fear, you know, pray, you know, I believe in praying over the land, praying for protection and being with like-minded people. And the more you're not in the fear, I mean, I can tell you there's been lots of terrible chemtrails and some people have a little bit of some asthma, but for the most part, I'd say this is the best year of the people that I know as far as their health, the best year ever. And you know what it is? Because they don't go to the regular doctors anymore. They've been all gardening on their own. They've all been looking at some natural things that they can do, starting to eat more of what they grow and turning off the news. And I can tell you 100% over people are overall much healthier than they were. It tells you a lot.
So I love what you just said. And I want to just emphasize the fact that as long as you listen to what they say, you will fall prey to their policies and to their power, because they are not saying things for your benefit. And the fear is intense. It's immense. It's been that way for decades. It preceded our birth, and it's been mounting ever since. So, you know, I see people putting in the chat, well, they're upgrading 5G on July 1st. It's not just 5G. It's not just 5G. It's energies that have been increased in frequency and pulsation that we have been exposed to for decades. And the human being continues to thrive. We adapt and we thrive. We adapt and we thrive. And we are falling prey when we start saying, you know, and I'm not a Christian, but as far as I know, Christians should not fear death. If you're a true Christian, why would you fear death? So walk in the valley of the shadow of death, for I fear no evil, right? As death is in light, and as death in, as in life. So really, live life. Live life. It's your time. It's your time. But in the meantime, live life. Pray. I mean, I don't have to repeat what Carrie said. I mean,
none of us know we're going to die. I mean, there's no promise. So this very moment, you act as though you live forever and you start creating this world the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be responsible and accountable and take authority and take dominion. So that's why forget about, you know, who's running for office. Forget about all that. I mean, you pay attention to a little bit, but you focus on building the Eden right here, because that's where the real change comes from. That's where you're going to see amazing responses that happen. Like I said, in the UK, fantastic things were happening there. The brilliant minds were coming together. And that was a very dark place. A lot of, you know, talk about a land being cursed. And so if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. And it wasn't without, you know, force. And it wasn't without a lot of effort. It just happened. I'm excited for that. And I really feel that we're going to see more pockets here with that happen. And it's not going to be such an effort at all. But I know it sounds esoteric to people, but really understand, if you're having a hard time believing it, look at the experiments, look at the pictures of the water, do the rice experiment with your kids, do the seedling experiment with your kids. So you're seeing in real time how the power of the word is affecting life, affecting you, affecting everything around you. And then I have this, I don't care what happens to me if I die today, tomorrow, because I won't let anyone take away who I am. I walk what the scriptures say. You know, I come from a royal priesthood and I have a holy temple, and the living God can reside within my holy temple. So I will not degrade myself, nor will I act in any other way than that. And it's not like I'm higher than anything. Every one of us can have the same. So I just walk that way, no matter what the outside world tells me. So if it means that I get martyred somewhere, I get martyred somewhere. I don't care, because I walk in that belief, and it actually puts out this protective barrier that is I never imagined could happen. But it's amazing that I finally realized this. Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. I don't know if you do palm reading. Have you ever done palm reading before?
No.
So my lifeline, my lifeline goes all the way to here.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes from here,
yeah,
all the way down under my thumb to the edge right here.
So you're going to be with us forever.
120 years. That's what it looks like. I don't know. So I'm only halfway there.
You know, our bodies don't need to decay. Age does not equal decaying. Decay, right, is actually introduced into us. So, you know, once we have more of this knowledge that comes to the public forefront, our bodies don't have to decay. Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my trainer still doesn't understand how I do what I do at my age. So, yeah. Remember, the answers are not going to come in a bottle. They're not going to come in an IV. They're not going to come in another person, as much as they're going to come in your heart, your relationship, your inner growth and development, you're toiling through the mistakes and the insatiability and the temptation, so that we grow and we advance and we continue to grow that spirit that's in the human body, as the spirit will live on even as the body does break down. So remember cardiomiracle.com, CT15 is your code for 15% off, EMFSOL.com. Try the products, see how you like them. And don't forget, please don't forget bootcamp, learning4you.org/5docs. 5 docs bootcamp coming up as of July 6th. There are 6 weeks. It goes from July 6th to August 10th. And we have lots of good stuff to give you and to share with you. Carrie, anything you want to share with us before we end as to what's going on, what you're doing? Tell us.
Still traveling around. I'm going to be out of the country again pretty soon, but it's been fabulous traveling around and seeing some fires. I talk about spiritual fire being lit around. And so I'm really positive about our future. We're going to go through definitely some rough spots. I'm not going to lie to you about that. So buckle up. But there's a lot of
buttercup on the horizon. Mm-hmm. There are. I do believe we are born for this time. We are here to withstand the frequency that's being thrown at us, and we're here to shift ourselves so that we rise to the occasion to deal with the higher consciousness that's coming. Remember, July 4th is upon us. Please keep your kids safe. Watch your thumbs, watch your hands, watch your eyes, watch yourselves around these firecrackers and other things that you light up to make it look really pretty in the sky. Be safe, enjoy your barbecue, make sure you're eating grass-fed beef and grass pasture-raised chicken and local in-season organic berries that are upon us, and other fruits. Enjoy your cabbage and your coleslaw. Just know that if you're not getting your hot dogs from a farm that makes them themselves, you're getting human DNA in your hot dogs. So please be mindful of that. Many of you know that RFK Jr. is on a tear to raise money by July 1st. He did a recent roundtable on health policy with Mickey Willis and Sherry Tenpenny and Del Bigtree and Maureen McDonald and Sayer G. And who did I leave out? I think that's most of them. And Joe Mercola. So please, if you're interested in supporting him, go to his Instagram page, Kennedy24 and Kennedy24.com. Again, he is a candidate who we need in the race to at least get our views and our voices heard, regardless of whether you feel that he's your candidate. I think the world needs him right now because he is a voice that is not being given airtime. And I think we need his airtime. And happy 4th. Again, we are not a country right now. I don't think we have much of a constitution right now. I don't think we have much of a representation. I don't think we have much of a government, but we have our souls, we have our hearts, we have our spirits, and we have a lot to celebrate this July 4th. We have our independence still. And we have our Second Amendment. We still have our First Amendment. And I want to thank you, Cookie, and thank you, Heather, for another great show. K, Carrie, always great to talk to you. We can go on for hours and hours and hours. I think you have something else you want to say.
No, I just wanted to tell people, make sure, take your shoes off, go barefoot on the grass, the sunlight. It's so healing. So yeah, and eat real food. Go to your local farmer's market if you're not knowing where your food's coming from.
Oh, you just reminded me of something I wanted to ask you, even though it's late. We have a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. So I was away the last weekend for a little business and a little pleasure. I went to a childhood friend's of mine, daughter's wedding. We know each other since diapers. So it was very emotional for me to be there for him. And I went for a 2-hour walk on the beach. And I can't tell you the number of people who were walking on the beach in shoes.
No way. Oh, are you kidding me?
And not only were there a lot of people walking on the sand in shoes, but I can't tell you the number of people who were sitting there on the beach with the sun, this beautiful sky, and the beautiful ocean right in front of them with their cell phones right here.
Oh, there you go.
What would you say to that? What would you say to that?
Unplug from the matrix and you know, come join the living. You're already dead doing that, aren't you?
Right. So get your feet in the ocean, get yourself into a lake. If you get on a boat, put your hands in the water, dangle your feet over a
get
pier.
Dirty. Dirt is good. Dirty, right?
Get in the mud, right? Get in the grass, roll in the grass, take your plastic and leather shoes off and get into nature. Go for a walk in the forest, go for a hike. Go climb a mountain. Just don't take a long walk over a short pier. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. See you next week, July 6th. Dr. T and I will be back for Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P, followed by our first 5 Docs Bootcamp presentation with Dr. Merritt, and Dr. Made is going to be there along with Dr. Tenpenny. So thank you, everybody. Be safe this weekend. Celebrate your freedom. There's a lot to be celebratory about. And remember to pray. Remember to drink water. Remember to create relationships. And remember to sleep. Eat locally. Eat organically. Eat in season. And have fun. Bye, everybody. Thank you.